أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد. I think it's been a long night and everybody wants to make their move. So inshallah we'll keep this nice and short. The fitrat of insan is that we have this great affinity, this great attraction to the dunya, to the pleasures and all of the glory of the dunya. We like good things, we like beautiful things, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's other commodities, etc. We always like to have things. And the problem is that we're not just content with just one of those things. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he mentions that even if we had a valley of gold, we would still want another valley. Insan generally always wants more than one. And that, I think, goes also for men wanting more than one wife, or wanting more than one child, or more than one car or a property. It's just human fitrah and the nature of insan that we always want at least two. Iknal guzara nihunda. So today, inshallah, rather tonight, we will go through a very simple hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam talks about this need of two. But rather than its connection to the dunya, its connection to the hereafter and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a simple effort, a simple amal that we can do, which will give us an immense amount of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala, and he was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the Sufa. And for those people who know what the Sufa is in Masjid al-Nabwi, it was a raised platform and shaded area which is dedicated inside Masjid al-Nabwi just for those people to educate themselves and learn about the deen. Just solely there, purely to learn about the deen, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And its current position today is actually part of Riyaz al-Jannah. So this is obviously the actual place of Sufa in Masjid al-Nabwi. Anyhow, Uqba bin Amir, he mentions that one day the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came out and he addressed the Ahl al-Sufa, the people sitting there gaining knowledge or remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that, who amongst you would like to go to Butkhan and Al-Aqiq? Now Butkhan and Al-Aqiq are two very, very prominent places in Madinatul Munawwara, and these are the, you know, the high-end marketplace. Just like if somebody were to say to you, who wants to go to Trafford Centre, who wants to go to, not Smithfield, but all these other places, who wants to go to Arndale? So these very, very high locations where people used to go, the high-end people used to go to do their shopping and also to buy these high-end items. So who wants to go to Butkhan and who wants to go to Al-Aqiq, which is the marketplace specifically for buying and selling camels? But no ordinary camels, you know, not the cheap ones and the middle class and the lower ones, the top end and top notch ones. It's like you going to, you know, the showroom of Bugatti, you going to the showroom of Ferrari or Lamborghini or Maserati or anything else, to those showrooms and not Toyota or something else, to the high end top. So who wants to go to Al-Butkhan and Al-Aqiq and bring back with him two camels? How many camels? Not just one, because the Prophet ﷺ knew that ekanal bande kade nahi rajde, they want at least two. So, and go there and also bring back two camels. Qawmawain. Qawmawain basically means large, healthy, top-notch, fit camels. And the Prophet ﷺ continued to say, those two camels for absolutely free. Imagine somebody says to you, let's go to the showroom and you can have two cars. Let's go to this area and you can buy two of whatever you like. Let's go to this gold jewelers and you can buy two diamonds or any two of you. Who would say no to this particular proposal? So without doing anything wrong or haram, any baymani, any crime, any lying, any stealing, any fraud, etc., going to this marketplace and getting two camels absolutely free. So all of the Sahaba Ikram, they got, you know, very excited. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we would all love to go every single day, not just once in a while, we'd love to go every single day and get these two camels for free. If you're saying it, then obviously we believe it. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once he grabbed their attention, because we have to grab people's attention according to their aql. according to their emotion. You give a sophisticated example to your children, they will never understand. And you say, do you want some sweeties? Do you want some ice cream? And then you'll have their attention straight away. So you have to work, you know, on their aql. So Prophet ﷺ has got their attention. He knows that they recognize this marketplace. He knows that it's a prestigious area and they can get two camels. And they're ready to go to this area to get two camels for free without doing any hard work and without doing any bay money whatsoever. So halal, tayyib, free, you know, camels for them. So the Prophet ﷺ then says, then for one of you, then he addresses them individually, then for one of you to go out in the morning and go specifically to the masjid. Where? Go to the masjid, specifically in the morning, not in the midday, not in the afternoon, not in the evening, for you to go out in the morning specifically and go to the masjid and learn just two ayahs, of the Qur'an is far better than you ever acquiring these two camels of the dunya. Just those two ayahs in comparison to the Ferraris and Lamborghinis and the Maseratis and the Bugattis, all of those on one side, and those two ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two ayahs of the Qur'an would be far greater for you if you go out in the morning to the masjid. Not any place, but specifically to the masjid. So with this particular hadith, if you went out with the intention to the masjid in the morning and read three ayahs, you'd get three camels. If you read four ayahs, you would get four camels. And all of these camels or these things would be far better than anything else that you could ever accumulate in the dunya. So what do camels do? For those people at that time, camels was a source of pride. It was a source of ownership, it was a source of enjoyment, it was a source of prestige and honor and wealth to show off. Look at how many camels I have. Imagine today in front of your home, you've got two Ferraris parked, or you've got two other, you know, sports cars parked. How would you feel as the owner, as the possessor of these particular commodities? Look at me, you know, you'd feel extremely proudful. But to go into the masjid in the morning, it is far better than anything that you can ever imagine than you ever having all of these luxuries and the beauties in the dunya. So don't just suffice yourself with a camel, but this could also be expanded and say, this would be far better than ever achieving two valleys of gold. Far better than you even having two businesses or anything else that you can think of. Learning these two ayahs in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far better than those two camels, because at that time the camel was the top thing that you could think of. There was nothing above a camel. So today, imagine this to be your Lamborghinis and your Ferraris. It's far better for you to read those two ayahs in the Quran, in the masjid. And here the Prophet ﷺ just mentions ayah. Two ayahs. He didn't mention two juz or 10 juz or 10 spare or 30 spare or 10 pages or anything else. Simply just two ayahs. When you read those two ayahs, the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely immense, far greater than anything else of the dunya. And this is there to remind us the importance and virtue of seeking knowledge. The importance of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our deen. Look at how much effort that we put in for the matters of the dunya. How much effort we go in to work hard to get all of these worldly things, or to study, or to achieve all of these things, and make so many sacrifices to have a pretty car. So many sacrifices to have a pretty home, to have a wife, or have many other things. All of these sacrifices we do for the dunya. We'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to work for 6. We'll wake up if we have to travel 100 miles to get to that workplace or the conference, etc. We'll work late till night and we'll sacrifice our own health and our sleep, etc. Just so we can get that bonus. Just so we can work that overtime so that we can have all of these pretty and beautiful things. But look at how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you this reward, this blessing, which is far greater than all of the blessings that you can ever accumulate during your lifetime, which is when you connect to the Qur'an and recite, read the Qur'an, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to remind ourselves that our true success and our true sarwa, which means true treasure, true treasure is with the deen of Islam, and our salvation is with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best book to learn, the best book to connect with is none other than the book of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to give you another simple example, that when you love somebody, what do you want to do more than anything else with that person? Anybody? Absolutely, well done. When you love somebody intimately, sincerely, what you want to do the most with that individual is just spend good quality time with that person. Whether you sit with them and stay quiet, whether you sit with them and look in their eyes, whether you hold their hand, whether you talk to them, whether you reminisce, talk about the past or the present or the future, all you want to do is spend time with them. And think about it, when you truly loved your wife once upon a time, you know, not after a few years of marriage. When you loved your wife in the first few years, what did you want to do at the beginning? You wanted to spend time upon time upon time with her. Chal itte chaliye, chal utte chaliye, utte chaliye, go here, go there. And then comes a time, chal rehne, we've been to all the places just to stay home. Point is, when you love somebody, you love spending time with them. You love your children, you just want to sit with them and play with them. And then there comes a time, dafa ho jao and maghroor ho and leave me alone. Because the love kind of changes. Spouse, children. And what do your parents want? Do they want your wealth? Do they want your kapde? Do they want anything else from you? They only want to spend time with you. Good quality time. This is all they want. So who do you think loves us more than our mother? Who do you think loves us more than our father? More than our children? More than all of humanity? Who do you think loves us more? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 70 times more than your mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you far more than that. What do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? He only wants us to talk to Him. He only wants us to spend quality time with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come to His home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to sit down with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to converse with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to share with Him and open up our happiness, our sorry, our past, our present, and our du'as for our future. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants is for us to talk to Him. He just wants us to spend good quality time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all He wants, nothing else. And it's not for the benefit of Allah, but rather it is for our benefit. We find peace, we find solace, we find sukoon, we find meaning, we find hope, we find so much when we are talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're sitting with your grandparents, they don't want anything of you, but after you've sat with them and you become more humble, you become more grateful, and you reflect upon everything in your life, and you smile inwardly as well as outwardly because of that good quality time. Or perhaps with some of your good friends, when you spend some time with them, you go back and you think, wow, that was well worth it. It's far better than all of the bakwas that I've done ever in my life. Just spending that good quality time with your friends or your near ones. And this is what the true Muslims, their heart were like when they used to go to the masjid. They used to just sit down and talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the way to communicate with Allah azza wa jal? None other than via the Quran. This is the code, this is the vernacular, this is the language, this is the means, this is the mode that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to talk with Him. Open up my kalam, you talk to me and I will talk to you. You listen to what I have to say and I will listen to what you have to say. Galda karo, that's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And who gets the reward, who gets the barakah? None other than you. So then I come to this question, that how is your relationship with the Qur'an? Now don't answer it based on the month of Ramadan. Because there are so many variables and you're not going to get a true reading. Ask yourself, what is your true relationship with the Qur'an outside the month of Ramadan? Does it stay on the top shelf, you know, and just accumulate dust throughout the year? Or in a glass somewhere, in a cupboard somewhere? Do you barely take it out? How much do you sit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a meaningful conversation? Do you know you have to go to your parents and be obedient to them because that's part of the duty. And that's like the salah, you have to go and you have to pray and you do that. But when you go voluntarily out of your own way to sit with your mother and father in the middle of the night or early in the morning, and then you sit down with them and you talk to them, udna maza huriye. The beauty and the maza in that sitting You don't find that anywhere else. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ says that in the morning, after you've done all of your other things, you take out time and you travel and you go to the home of Allah and you sit down and you talk and you engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how is the quality of your relationship with the Qur'an, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How often do you truly read it? Do you truly try to understand it? Is it just a book for you, just a book? Or is it actually something much more meaningful, a direct connection for you to communicate with your Lord, for you to share whatever you need to share? So reading just two ayahs on a daily basis is you maintaining the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to strengthen our relationship with Allah via the Qur'an and know that it is the same Qur'an that will either intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah or the same Qur'an that will reject us on the day of Qiyamah. As I mentioned previously, حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. The Qur'an will be a hujjah, will be a witness for you and will testify for you and support you and intercede for you, or it will testify against you on the day of Qiyamah. Now ask yourself, if you've never met a person for 5 years or for 10 years or for 15 years, they don't know what your character is like. They don't know how much you've changed, how much you love the dunya, whether you're an evil person or a good person. They're just going to assume maybe, well, I can't really say. They'll just say, I'm going to stay quiet, I'm not going to say anything. Or if they knew your character from before, they'll say, wait a minute, he was like this. And most likely he's like this now as well. But if you maintain a connection with a person on a daily basis, they can see your growth, they can see your development, they can see your change and your sincerity and your devotion, and they will say, wait a minute, I'm willing to put my neck on the line for this individual. I know this person and he's not like this, he's not like that. So make a meaningful connection with the Qur'an and start it in the month of Ramadan and maintain it outside of the month of Ramadan, and know just by coming to the masjid and just reading two ayahs of the Qur'an every single day, it will be far better than you than ever acquiring all of the Lamborghinis or the Ferraris or the Bentleys or two businesses or anything else that you can ever think of. Those two ayahs will be far greater in barakah, in reward, in closeness to you, in and benefit for you in the dunya as well as benefit for you in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to achieve that closeness via his kalam and via the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allahu khairan.